Okay, this is Carol the cat fighting a cat's tail.
And Mia Miyaklo, who owns the cat.
Who is just really interested in podcasting suddenly. And I think
he's got a future.
Yeah, Sam the cat is joining us for this review of Kubo and the Two Strings. This is the new stop-motion animation film from Laika Studios that also did Paranorman, Box Trolls, and Coraline. I really love Paranorman and Coraline. And I really loved this film.
Yeah, so. I loved this film too. This was, through and through, this was an amazing movie.
Sam, okay, look, you have to move. You have to move. Thank you. Okay, so we've just removed the cat so he stops sitting on the phone. This is the story of Kubo, who I believe is like 8 or 9 in the film.
I don't remember if they talk about his age, but he's a child.
His mother is a magical being, and he gets some of her power from some of his power from her, because he has a talent of enfolding origami and bringing it to life.
With music,
yes, which is where the two strings come from. He plays the traditional, I'm not quite certain what instrument it is. I'm not up on Japanese instruments, and I should be, but he plays a very uniquely Japanese instrument to make his origami come to life. And he is set on an adventure when his aunts and grandfather try to come and take his other eyeball. This sounds horrifying. It really does, but it's actually quite a lovely story.
I mean, because Kubo is so endearing.
Yeah.
The music is beautiful.
Yes.
The character, you love the characters.
Yeah.
I took my 4-year-old daughter to see it, and her favorite characters are the scariest ones.
The ants.
Yeah.
The two, and by aunts I don't mean the bug. I mean the actual your aunt. You know?
Right, your mama's sister.
Your mama's sister. So yes.
My point in saying that is that even the evil characters are lovable.
Are lovable. Yes. The three main characters are Kubo, of course, and then his companions on his trip to find his father's armor, which are Monkey and Beetle. And they're voiced by Charlize Theron and Matthew McConaughey.
I think Charlize Theron does a wonderful job,
yes,
as the voice actor.
I do. I was a bit distracted occasionally by Matthew McConaughey because he got that kind of all right in his voice occasionally.
I didn't hear that, but I did hear Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, he's got a very distinctly Texan drawl that threw me off a little bit. This is a stop-motion animation film that you can't believe is actually stop-motion because it is so seamless with the fur and the hair and the origami. Halfway through it, I was like, there's just no way. This has to be computer-generated. And they actually show bits. You can find bits online. You can also, if you stay for the credits, they show you the sequence involving a 17-foot skeleton puppet. That is pretty damn amazing.
Yeah. With cranes and pulleys.
Yes. I'm disheartened that this is like number 3 in the box office. And much like Coraline and Paranorman, it's not getting the love that it deserves. Because I think Laika makes truly unique and very beautiful films.
I don't think people really know what it's about. And that's why they're not going to see it.
I think that's one of the things. I actually sought, because I knew that Laika was making a new movie, I sought out the trailers for this. But I don't remember seeing a whole lot of trailers before movies for this movie. And I see a lot of, you know, what would be considered kids' films. And I just didn't see a whole lot of advertisement for this, and that's just too bad, because this is a really, really great film.
It really is. I give this an A+.
Yeah, I give this one a solid A. And stay for the credits and watch that interesting sequence with the skeleton. There's some scary bits for little kids. But it's not really scary. I will say it does deal with death in a very Japanese way. So it's treated very respectfully and kind of beautifully too. So I didn't have a problem with it. And as far as being, you know, there being a death in a kid's film. But, you know, go see any Disney film, the mom's going to die.
Okay, Carol.
Seriously, what? Any Disney film. But
okay.
Yeah. But no, go see this one, please. This is a beautiful film.
I do recommend you see it, and I recommend you take your kids to see it.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, my 4-year-old enjoyed it. And we just had somebody in the family pass, and it didn't affect her at all about that. I was worried, like, oh no, she's gonna, this is gonna tug at her heartstrings here, but nope, she was fine. And Kubo's really great. I don't know who the voice actor was for him, he was awesome.
His name is Art Parkinson, and I looked him up, and he plays Rickon Stark. Played, I should say, Rickon Stark on Game of Thrones, because his character recently died.
I'm glad he got work.
Yeah, I'm glad he got work, which is interesting because Kubo is actually voiced with an American accent, and this kid is Irish.
Oh.
He's very Irish.
I never would have guessed.
Yeah, he hides his Irish accent very, very well in this film. He sounds very American. There is some pushback from people saying, why didn't they hire Asian Americans for the voices? I think in an animated film, I don't think that's, you know, they're going for names.
You think so?
With Charlize Theron and Matthew McConaughey, they're going for names. I would be more irritated that they didn't hire traditional voice actors for the roles. Art Parkinson actually does other voice acting. So in the case of Kubo, I don't think that was, you know, stunt casting or anything like that. But I don't, in animated films, I don't think this is whitewashing. I think this is, you know, you're talking about a monkey and a beetle. So it's not, you know, but
they don't have a race.
They don't really have one. But
they have a species.
And yes, we're not going to go toward the latter half of the movie and talk about that, but
well, there is magic involved.
Yes, lots of magic involved, but it's just a beautiful film.
It's a beautiful film. If you like adventure movies, go see it.
Yeah.
If you like,
Japanese folklore, go
Japanese
see it.
Japanese folklore, yes. Legends, yes. Family, you know, that sense of family, togetherness, and
caring for
positive vibes.
Yeah, and caring for your parents, because at the beginning of this film, Kubo's mom is very damaged, and he's basically taking care of her. At a very young age, he's basically the caregiver in the relationship. He's shown making the dinner. He's shown leading her out to the sunlight and leading her back to bed. And it's just a very...
Making her food.
Yes, it's very touching. And there's a really just killer... rendition of While My Guitar Gently Weeps at the very, very end.
Yeah.
That I just loved. So, yes, go see this film, please.
Yes, I second that. This is Mia Miaplo.
And this is Carol the Cat. And we are signing off.
Good night.